What I'll do is I'll take you through, I think I got three slides on kind of a NoFlow and timeline that I'll go through that kind of gives you an overview of what you're dealing with when you're interested in buying a loan or a pool of loans, and from ground zero. So typically what you do when you first engage with them, you'll sign a non-disclosure agreement. Pretty straightforward there. You'll review a broker's price opinion for the value. If one's not provided, recommend getting one, making that investment. It would make sense, right? Common sense would be, why don't I truly check value and make, it's kind of a little backwards because I'm making an investment and having more dollars go out the door and I haven't even purchased anything. But it would be better to do that than being left with the empty bag in hand and not knowing what you're doing with. So there's lots of different service providers and things that you can do with. We have a list of preferred ones that we use too. We also cross-check with other opinions that are just free out there. They kind of give us a good key indicator as well. Yes?
So your NDA will allow you to get an independent BPO?
What's that?
Your NDA will allow
So typically after you've executed a non-disclosure agreement with them and filled out a vetting package or whatever information that they've requested from you, your business licensing, whatever, proof of funds, then they will give you access to send out loans for review. And typically when they have loans for review, they'll provide a BPO and some very basic information about the borrower and about the property and what that looks like. And then you're left with, rolling up the sleeves and getting on it for your due diligence, which I'll cover some of the stuff that we track as well and provide that to you. So one of the big things that we do is we're reviewing the loan payment history. Why would that be important? Well, is it reperforming? Have they missed payments in the past? Have they never been late? And so what do you think happens if it's like a pristine payment history? Is the value of that note higher or lower?
Higher.
Okay. So we have all these key indicators we're looking for, so payment history is good. Typically when we're buying second position loans, you don't get payment histories a lot of the times. It may or may not be required if you have to go foreclose from second positions. And a lot of times at that point, our attorneys will subpoena the prior servicer or whatever to help tile that in together. So we won't go into too much detail with that, but just want to make sure because I had that in brackets there for you. Review a credit report. If one's not provided, then I would make the investment to go get one. Remember, we're dealing with borrowers. So the credit report is giving us an outlook and history of what their ability to repay would look like and what their current status is of what they're looking like. The credit report tells such a great story of where they're shopping, what kind of cars they have, their employment history, FICO, what recent inquiries they've had. So it tells all these things. So you're kind of painting the picture. Are you with me? Of what that person looks like and have we had one loan. He was a American Airlines and had been being reported for like the past 30 years. So we figured out he's probably a captain. Some sorts. They have two BMW 7 Series lease payments, and so we're kind of looking at all these. Well, he's a high earner, probably gonna be able to recover some money or get him on track again. Maybe had some medical bills or something happened, right? That why it was distressed or So we're just kind of getting a story. What does that look like? Keeping it real simple, making our notes prior to even thumbing out the deal. So we're just kind of doing some preliminary stuff. That becomes really important when you buy loans in second position, because it's all about the borrower, and so we want to know what we're working with. Yes?
Is the credit report something that they rerun for you at the time, or is it the original one that went with the loan?
So if there is one provided, it's one that they've recently ran, let's say within the last 3 to 4 months, typically. If there isn't one provided, then go ahead and get one yourself.
Okay, and then the loan payment history that's not usually provided, is it something that you can ask for?
It's usually always provided when buying seller finance created paper or delinquent first position paper. It's not provided typically with second position junior lien paper. You can request it and they may or may not get it to you. And that would just be a business decision that you'd have to make at that point, whether you want to proceed or not. You know, just being straightforward. But yeah, and you know, Coach is always really good. He says, "Well, I'm just overly communicative," and all that. He's like, "Overly communicative." I'm like, "Okay, got it." So we want to review the collateral documents. We're looking at the promissory note, the mortgage or deed of trust, closing statement, etc. So they will provide. They all have different words for it. Some call it the vault, some call it, you know, the back office, you know, whatever. It's like whoever it is, they just feel like they make up stuff half the time. Whatever it sounds good, it's like, okay, here's what we're going to call it this month. So, and it's just the files will be stored in online through a secure username and password that's issued to you, and you can go and download those. At that point, you can review those documents. And so typically what we recommend is being set up with some tools and resources on your end so you can track and monitor what you're doing. We use Google Apps for Business. Go ahead and write that down. We're not going to go over that in this particular workshop, but that we actually took a whole two-day training going on how we run and manage our back office and all the tools and resources we use to keep everything tight and manage properly. And so we can make quick decisions and implement all the tools that we have. So Google Apps for Business is pretty great because it has like its own version of a Microsoft Office suite, and it's only $10 a month per user, and it has a bunch of storage included as well, as far as files you can upload stuff. So just being organized and stuff so you can, you know, access it quickly. Checking property taxes and the status with the local county or treasurer and your assessor. Is a big deal. So title search. Sometimes that might be provided, other times it may not be. Whether you order one yourself or just order a basic ownership and encumbrance on E report is totally up to you, but we're looking for it to be clear of any other liens that, you know, could potentially take us out of our position, right? So, I mean, there's other liens like, you know, tax liens, and obviously here in Nevada we have some HOA liens that can even just leapfrog over our first position stuff. So we're just really monitoring that and want to know what we're working with there, you know, any prior foreclosure or other things that they have. And then we will, if everything's good, and what I don't have there is there's basically two ways that working with a particular seller has. They typically have either fixed price, which is less common, of what they want on that note. What's more common is they will have a reserve minimum bid price. So they'll have a reserve price, just like on eBay. You go there and they have their reserve price, and that's what they want. And so they're expecting anybody to submit their, you know, highest and best offer above and beyond that. And it may be just a penny, or it may be that same amount. I mean, that's totally your call, and what you're willing to do, what the numbers, you know, may make sense for you to do. So you're submitting the bids, and they all have what are called bidding instructions. So it's very clear on the expectations that they've set forth. So just follow them and do that accordingly. You'll then receive what's called a purchase and sell agreement or a loan sell agreement. There's something interesting, and this is not always the case, and it is dependent upon the seller and also a business decision that you would make of whether or not there's escrow. There's typically not escrow, especially for lower amounts of loans that you buy. You buy one or two loans, or maybe 20 or 30 loans, there's a lot of times no escrow. You got something for me?
No, I'm just going to
air that. Oh, okay. Oh, good. So that's a little interesting, isn't it? It's kind of a little scary. You're just kind of wiring over some money and you really haven't received anything yet. You don't have your collateral. You don't have the original documents, anything. So you feel like a little guns a-blazing, a little wild, wild west action going on. So it's a little different there. So again, that's up to you. That's a business decision that you have to make. You don't have to do that. You don't even have to engage with them if that's not something they're willing to do. Travis, yes?
I was just going
to
say, for something that you can, if you have a willing seller and a willing buyer, there are people that will do an escrow, $250 to $500 somewhere in there just for the transaction to go through escrow. But just know, if you got a seller you're trying to buy from and they're like, no, let's do a table close, you got to have your ducks in a row if that's a deal you want to do. So just something to add to that. Yeah. It's a really important point.
It really is, and it's something we continue to look at more and more is our business decisions that we make. And I don't know if we have updated our numbers or not, but we've purchased several millions of dollars of UPB and several millions of dollars of actual funding for our own accounts, and it's all been without any escrow. So just to kind of give you an idea, that's some of our personal experience as well, and so far so good.
Yes. Well, that was my question. So most of yours are table closes, and you use escrow very seldomly.
Yes, and we're looking at more and more though, kind of moving towards because of the volume and sheer pricing and numbers that we're doing, just having that a little tighter because we do. When you're moving kind of in the realm of where we play at the level we're at, it's you start running into collateral delays. There might be previous servicer issues or whatever, and releases that have to happen. So, if you have that escrowed up, then it's just can make it cleaner. But if you're buying a handful of loans or 10 loans, 12 loans, again, that's a business decision and it's negotiable or talking to the seller. And so then you're going to execute the agreement and then wire out the funds. You'll at that point, when you do receive the collateral, you're going to do some verification. You can either contract with a custodian. A custodian is not a servicer. A custodian does a lot of things. They can review the collateral file for you for a one-time fee. They can also house the original documents, the wet signature documents, in a secure facility, in their vault, in their fireproof, weatherproof locations and facilities they have. And what they do is provide you with an online login that's secure for you to go in and download the copies. And if you ever need to have those shipped to you, you can request that. They'll overnight them to you. It's all tracked. And if they need to go to an attorney, you can instruct your custodian to send it over to an attorney. We try and move as much paper, be as paperless as possible in our office. So we're constantly just scanning stuff in and shredding it, or we send it off to our custodian and and make a copy of it and let them house it for us. We don't mess with that. We recommend the same thing as well. So they can also help cure any title issues or other lien issues that might happen. They can help you with the assignment recording and making sure that the allonges and endorsements are all in order as well. And you just pay small, one-time fees. And those fees are all over the place. It's not only state dependent, but also county dependent. So that's what you're working with there. The assignments are a very key piece. There's what's called an assignment chain, and it's just went from Wells Fargo to Deutsche Bank to Blackstone to Capstone Funding Group to Glenn, and that's so that there'll be assignments that have been recorded all the way. You want to make sure there's no breaks or gaps in that, and you have one recorded in your name as well, or your company name using. There's the RESPA letter that goes out. I don't know what is up there, but your goodbye and hello letter is what it's called, the Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act. So what that is it's notifying the borrower that they are no longer the servicer of the note, okay? And it's a goodbye. And then you're going to send out, or your servicer is going to send out a hello letter that says, I'm now the new servicer, I own the note, and there's a new sheriff in town. And we're actually going to collect, right? And do something?
Yes.
All right. So we have then our third-party loan servicing company and the custodian, the servicer again, you know, send out coupon statements, collect. They typically have an online portal as well that you can, you know, review reports and check everything out. So what I recommend doing is identifying some companies, and I'll give a few of them here later that we recommend. Some we use, others we don't. Others were indifferent as far as, you know, if you use them or not, whatever your experience is. But engaging with them and doing that versus waiting so far down the road on where your progression path is, just making sure that, you know, because it takes some time. You got to not only get their pricing and how their flow is, but you're going to have to execute an agreement and receive what's called a statement of work for them to work with you and their fee schedule. And it'll take, it's not like a 24-hour deal for setup. So just want to make sure you have those pieces in order prior to the purchase. So.